you know, all the people around here were Roman Catholics. About 1829, 1827, somewhere along there, that the first church was built. It was a mission. But then, later on, the courthouse was transferred to New Roads. The courthouse was originally on the Mississippi, near the St. Francis Church, which was near the present day ferry landing that takes you across to St. Francisville. But the river ate into the bank, you understand, and they had to move the settlement, and they moved it out on Falls River. Of course, when you had the church and the courthouse, everything built around it. And I don't think New Roads was incorporated as a town until about 1900, somewhere before, a little before that, after that.
But it's the only town of any size in the parish.
Well, yes. Well, you got the village of Livonia and Morgans and Fordosh, but more or less all those have just come into existence as villages, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only... Now, Pointe-Coupee Parish was divided into two parts. Might sound, you had the English speaking upper Pointe-Coupee and the lower section along Falls River was French speaking.
Now, you were born where?
Yep, right in this place, house.
And you lived here?
All my life except when I was off at school.
Where did you go?
LSU. Yeah.
And, you were probably back in the days when Huey Long...
I was there when Huey Long, I saw him in action more than once. I knew the man personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the picture, you saw it on television.
No, I didn't, but I heard about it. Was it, mm-hmm. was it well done, or...?
Well, the acting was good. Of course, you know, they have to telescope the whole story, you
sure.
understand?
Yeah.
And there's so much left out. If you knew the man, I thought the acting was good.
I like Broderick Crawford's movie better.
What's that?
Did you ever see the movie put out of it by Broderick?
No, I never saw that.
Yeah, well, I like Robert Penn Warren's novel even better. Have you ever read that, All the King's Men?
No, I don't believe I have. If I have, it's been long ago.
Oh, now that's a good novel. You should pick it up and read it. One of the best novels I've ever read.
But Huey Long was really something in his time.
Yeah.
He was a first-rate showman. What made the Huey Long possible in this country was that he spearheaded a revolt that had started years before in this country. After the Civil War, and after Reconstruction, which was about it came to end about 1877. Now what I'm telling you didn't happen only in this parish, but happened all over the state. The landowners, the big landowners, the merchants and businessmen, and the city politics, politicians, you know, organizations, took over the government of the state. They ran it. For instance, my grandfather that lived in this house right next door. Now the house is over 100 and some odd years old.
It is?
Mm-hmm. They have adobe walls in, believe it or not.
I like to see that.
It's cool in summer, hot in winter. My aunt lives in there, and her gas bill is the half of what mine is here, and this house is well insulated.